Welcome back to halftime coverage here for Bobcat Stadium. Cats in front 21-3. Texas Farm Bureau Insurance wants to give you the ultimate Bobcat experience. Go to BobcatsContest.com and register for a chance to deliver the game ball before kickoff. Winners enjoy pregame hospitality, reserve tickets to the game, and more. Register today at BobcatsContest.com. Texas Farm Bureau Insurance is a proud sponsor of Texas State Athletics. Well, October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and now joining us here in the booth is Dr. Elizabeth Potter, a plastic surgeon with the Seton Family of Doctors who has a very special interest in breast reconstruction for cancer survivors. Her extensive training includes a fellowship at the MD Anderson Cancer Center in Houston. So, Dr. Potter, thanks for joining us here at the half. And as we mentioned, it's Breast Cancer Awareness, and Seton has done their part tonight, distributing 6,000 pom-poms, the pink pom-poms. You see pink shirts, accessories, and you know, throughout football, all levels, high school, college, and pro, you see everybody doing their part in bringing awareness to this. As somebody who works in the field directly, what does that mean to you?
I can't tell you how much it means. Just to look out and see that women who are fighting breast cancer are not alone. One in eight women in the United States will be diagnosed with breast cancer, and almost everyone around knows someone, cares for someone who's been diagnosed. So just to see a pom-pom waved or someone wearing a pink shirt, it means that there's folks out there who care, so quite a lot.
What is your role in the treatment of breast cancer?
So I am a reconstructive plastic surgeon, and my focus is breast reconstruction. So my role is basically to guide a woman through the surgical treatment of breast cancer, and that starts from the removal of the cancer to her reconstructive surgery that will recreate her breast.
That is the voice of Dr. Elizabeth Potter from Seton Healthcare. Bill Culhane, along with Brand Freeman. It's homecoming 2014 right now. Smiles at Bobcat Stadium as the Bobcats lead the Idaho Vandals 21-3. And now, Dr. Potter, if you would, what would be your advice to a woman who has received the diagnosis of breast cancer? I know family is involved, friends are involved, but what else would you pass along to somebody who's been diagnosed?
Absolutely. The first things that I tell folks are to take time and assemble a team that you trust. So it's scary to get a diagnosis, but spend a week or a week and a half visiting with surgeons and oncologists to find a treatment team that you will believe in, because you want to turn over some of those hard decisions to folks that you trust, and they want to guide you through the treatment process. The second thing I would say is that talk to a plastic surgeon about reconstruction. The Women's Health and Cancer Rights Act guarantees that any woman in the United States who gets a mastectomy also gets reconstruction. Many women don't know that, but that is covered by insurance. So I would say talk to a plastic surgeon and get that benefit.
You've used the word team a number of times in the last minute or so. I'm sure it's a team effort. What types of breast reconstruction are you involved with?
Absolutely. So there's two general types of breast reconstruction, using an implant or using your own tissue. And my special training really involves using your own tissue. So not to go into too much detail, but basically I can make a breast out of a woman's stomach. So the same tissue that you would remove during a tummy tuck, I can turn into a breast that's made out of her own tissue, which will last her a lifetime. And it's amazing and transformative, and I couldn't have a better job in the world.
Well, Dr. Potter, thank you for everything that you do, the Seton Healthcare family does as well, for the treatment of this disease. And we can look forward to the month of October and all the awareness that that comes with it.
Absolutely. It's been so great to be here tonight, and thanks for all the support and the pink pom-poms, and we feel the love.
All right, that again is Dr. Elizabeth Potter joining us from the Seton family. Again, our score at the half, it is Texas State 21, Idaho 3. Back with more homecoming halftime coverage on the Texas State Sports Network from Learfield Sports.